Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masachet Chulin Daf Samach Hey Amud Aleph. We're about to take a look at the seventh Mishnah, which goes back a few Daf. It was presented together with the sixth Mishnah about the Simanei Behemah Chaya and Of Chagavim Kol Shiyeshto. And the Mishnah says, as we take a look back, that the rule for locusts is that they have to have Arba raglayim, four legs, arba knafayim, four wings, kartsulayim or karsulayim, which means that their legs have to kind of bend or have a joint, uknafav chofin at rubo, that the wings have to cover a majority of the locust, v'yosi omer ushmo chagav, it also has to be called a chagav. We'll get to the rest of Mishnah Zayin, which is about fish, in the next and final podcast of this perek. Back to the Gemara and Daf Samachay, my rubo. It says that the wings have to cover majority of the locust. How much? V'yodamarav rov or ko. Maybe the majority of the length. V'yamila rov hekofo. Some people think that Rav said a majority of the circumference. Amrav Papa, as Rav Papa always does, hilkach ba'inan rov or ko uva'inan rov hekefo. You need both. Rav Papa last said this, or the last time we encountered it, was if there is a little bit left of the liver. We said a kazayit's left, a kazayit has to left makom mara, makom klayot, so he said you need both. Let's say that the locust doesn't have some of these simanim, like long enough wings, but it's the kind of locust that will grow up. Gon hazachal, which is a kind of crawly thing. Mutar. And he gets it from the pasuk asher lo chra'ayim. Now the word lo is written lamed vav lal aleph, but read it lamed vav, and the two opposite meanings. One is he doesn't have legs; the other as he has legs, and it's very similar to Rabbi Elazar's drasha in Arachin and in Megillah asher lo choma. About Batere Choma, if it once had a wall, even though it doesn't have one now, it's still Batere Choma. And now we have the sort of the inverse of that, even though it doesn't have it yet, but it will have it later. Batid Gadel Harzman, it's still called a one with legs. My Zachal, it's a Zachal, Rabbiya Askrin. Okay, it's another name for that. Tana Rabbanan. Et Eile Mehem Tochlu, Et Arbelimino, Et Hagolimino, Et Solamino, Et Hagavliminehu. There's four different things mentioned that you're allowed to eat, and each one is appended with Amliminehu. Arbe ze Govai, Solam ze Rashon, Chagol ze Nipul, and Chagav ze Gadyan. Four different kinds of locusts. Matam Lamino, Laminehu, Laminehu. Why does it say Laminehu? Dalad Pamim. So this is the first Brita that we're going to refer to as Brita de Veirav. Lahavit, Siporet Kramim, Vyochna Yerushalmit, Vaharat Suvya, Vaharazvanit. Four different other kinds of locusts that come along. So each Laminehu says another locust that's like the first one. Now, the Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Elu Kolei Kolot, Elu Prate Pratot. In Rabbi Shmuel's school, the way that they understood this was not that that the word means one thing and Laminehu means a second one, but rather one is a general term and one is specific. And here's how it goes. Arbez, Ekovai, Lemino, Lahavi, Tziporet, Kramim. And here's how it goes. As we said, Arbez refers to a particular kind of locust, Govai. Leminehu extends it to Tziporet, Kramim, but now, Ainli, Ela, Haba, Ve'enlo, Gabachat. All I know so far is one that doesn't have a puffy chest, like the Arbez. Haba, Ve'eslo, Gabachat, Minai. And how do I know if the locust even has a puffy chest? Talmud Lomar, Solam. Therefore, Solam, which has a puffy chest, extends things out. Zenipul, Leminehu, Laviata Ushchaf, another kind of locust that has a puffy chest. So far I've covered without and with a puffy chest. And neither of these things have a tail. Now a tail in a locust actually means sort of antenna, the kick back. How do I know that? The third one has a zanav. Zerashon, Leminehu, Laviata Karsefet, Veta Shachlanit, other kinds of locusts that are like it. So far, what all these have in common is that they are short heads. Habav rosho aroch minayin. How do I know if it has a long head? And the answer is amarta hareyatadan binyan avishloshdan. What do all three of them, before I get to Chagav, what do they have in common? Lo riyaharbeh kiriyachargol, because the arbeh is the unpuffy chest. Lo riyachargol kiriyarbeh, because of the tail. Lo riyishnehem kiriyisolam. In other words, everything has a unique characteristic, and yet they're all mutar. What is the common denominator? She used to arba aglaim, one, arba kafayim, two, kartzulaim, three, kafav chofinet rubo. The four simanim that are listed in our Mishnah are the only things that these four have in common. These three have in common. Of course, she used to arba aglaim, arba kafayim, kartzulaim, kafav chofinet rubo. Good. Now, that means that according to Rabbi Ishmael, it's not just that there are eight kinds of locusts that are mutar, chagol and mineo, etc., but rather any kind of locust you find that's going to fit these parameters, which are these four simanim, and that's it, is going to be good. So now we end off by asking a tzartzur, which is a cricket. It has all four simanim. Mutar. I think it's mutar. Therefore, the Torah says chagav. After the first three, it uses the word chagav, which is a generic term for locust. Shishmo chagav. It has to be something called a locust, right? Shishmo chagav. Yachol ein bo kol simanim halalu. We'll challenge this in a little bit. So, if it's called a chagav, I might think it needs those simanim. All it needs to be called a chagav. Each one of them is the mineu, meaning ad shibo kol asimanim halalu. It has to be like it. Okay, good. That's the brayta. Aparach Rav Achai, he challenged the brayta and said as follows: Malanach shekein ein roshan aroch. None of the four mentioned have a long head. Maybe since they all have in common these four simanim, we don't look at what they don't have, we look at what they do have, and we don't then challenge this bamematzino. See, if that's the case, you don't need the chargol. It's similar to the solam and the arbeh. You could figure out the chargol from that. If there was no chagol, you would say, so the answer is that you would then say, if I didn't have the chagol, I would say, oh, none of them have a long head. So Elam Rav Achai, here's the real question. Solam yeterahu. The solam is extra. That would be enough. To my parchat, malar beshda in lo gabachat, the arbet doesn't have the puffy chest, chagol yishto gabachat, the chagol does. Chagol the yishto zanav, it has a tail, arbet ain lo zanav. Right? Solam nechatav rachman alami. So what do I need solam for? Everything's covered. Im eno inyan legufo, eno inyan lo sharoch. Since the solam fits exactly the arbet chagol, it must be the solam is that it teaches me about something that solam itself doesn't have, which is a long head. Okay, so that's the two brayta. The brayta of Rav, which said chargol plus one, solam plus one, and Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it opens up widely. Mike and Paul get on out of a Rav. That's what we're calling the first brayta of Tanur Rabbi Shmuel. What's the machloka between them? Brosho aroch mipalgi, whether or not we allow one with a long head. Tanur Rav savar, asher loch ra'ayim, here's the background. The first Tana says, asher loch ra'ayim, that has legs, klal, meaning anything that has legs. Our best solam chagol chagav en lemineu times four prat, meaning klal uprat en makal mashprat. What's the rule if you have a general statement and then a prat? Demine in de la mine lo. It has to be one of those things. It has to be for the prat. O merabi de domi le mishnei tzadin. And therefore the mineu says, okay, if it has two things in common with it, which means the arba simanim and no long head, then it can be included. Tarishwal savar sholoch raim klal. Our best solam chagol chagav, the four specific ones mentioned, are prat. And the minehu is a klal again. Klal upratu klal, we get much more expansive. Yet adamele kena prat. Umurami called adamele b'chad sad. It just has to be like in one way, which is the four simanim. Bahalo dami klal akama l'chal abatra, but we have a dissimilar klal. Because klal akama, the first klal, shaloch raim, amarachmana, di'it le'echod, le'le lotecho, which means as long as it has legs, you could eat it. Klal abatra, it says Adashav Arba Simanim. The second call, according to Mishmael, is the Mineu. It says it has to be like it in all four ways. The answer is Tanah Mishmael, Klal Vipratik, Yai Gavna Doin. The Tanah Mishmael says that's good enough. And by the way, the Mishmael school was the school of Klal Uprat, and therefore the Tanah Mishmael is sort of an expert in this. And if you'd like to know the source where we make the claim that the Tanah Rebbe Shmuel is willing to have dissimilar klalim work on a klal uprat uklal system, this is the source. Amamar. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, we would challenge this. In the Brayta, we said maybe being called Chagav alone is good enough and doesn't have to have any simanim. Why would you think that you could eat a locust that has none of these simanim just because it's called a chagav? So our beva chagoktiv, we have the simanim. So the answer is eloktiv solam kedekamart. If we didn't have that extra solam there that's unnecessary, as we already said, then you'd be right. Hashtichtiv solam lerebuyi rosha ruch. The solam is there just to extend it to a long head, which the solam itself doesn't have. Maybe the solam is there to tell you anything. It's called a locust, right? Kamash Balan, it has to have the four simonim. So mashdat of damar solam zerashon chargol zenipul shtahachad amrat solam zenipul chargol zerashon. In the first brayta, the solam and chargol were identified a certain way, and the second brayta they were flipped. So why? So Markiatre, the answer is that each Tana said it the way that that locus is called in his location. And there is no real difference as long as they're all included. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll do the final podcast for this parak, with the fish and, in the next, time. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.